simulate slash model supply chain value in its to-be state. Prior to settling on a particular solution among various competing alternatives, it is important to test and validate potential projects for financial value, strategic fit, and feasibility. Additional objectives of these tests are to estimate the amount of reduction the new process will have on the performance gap and to validate data objects. Another vital part of validation is to gain buy-in and approval for the new process from the functional areas or organizations affected by the change. These recommendations should not be a surprise to any decision maker or other person required to consult. Rather, these persons should be approached early and often to ensure that they understand the problem and its potential solutions. After setting objectives, the next step in this process is to develop a set of test scenarios or, in other words, what the supply chain and its processes will look like if a potential project is executed successfully. Validation of a test scenario is based on analysis criteria, so a solution could pass all criteria, fail some criteria and require rework, or fail too many criteria and be rejected. When multiple scenarios exist, it is important to fail fast and move on. Rework should be reserved for promising scenarios. Rework can focus on things like reducing the cost of the initiative without sacrificing too many benefits or coming into conformance with regulatory requirements or organizational policies. One area of pushback may be for potential projects that are foundational for the success of many other potential projects on the list. Simulations can use analytical tools such as what-if analysis to help show whether a solution will be feasible and profitable. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a what-if analysis as the process of evaluating alternate strategies by answering the consequences of changes to forecasts, manufacturing plans, inventory levels, and so forth. A what-if analysis is a type of scenario analysis that arranges all of the variables in the model to reflect the assumed pros and cons of the new method. The idea is to provide a proof of concept. Another type of simulation is called a Monte Carlo analysis, and this type sets ranges for all parameters and then runs thousands of simulations with random settings within each range to produce statistics such as a bell curve of likely results. This type of analysis can be useful for assessing risk and setting a range for profitability rather than being a point estimate. Both what-if and Monte Carlo analyses can be developed using spreadsheets or more specialized systems given team members with proper analytics capabilities. Simulations and modeling can also be done as team activities, such as conducting conference room pilots in a virtual sandbox environment, doing a role-playing walkthrough exercise led by a team member or consultant with expertise in the given practice, or testing a physical process on laboratory equipment or on production equipment, for example, after hours. Models can include to be process maps, thread diagrams, geographic models, RACI charts, and so on. Examples of scenario testing are discussed next, followed by to-be maps and other forms of to-be documentation. Perform scenario testing. Each potential project needs to be tested in some way and will either fail or pass and move on to the next planning phase. Some elements could be put in a parking lot or wish list for future transformations. Others will be rejected. Exhibit 2-43 shows how Sample Incorporated conducted scenario testing for each of the practices it identified. Sample Incorporated did scenario testing for potential capabilities related to finished goods, as shown in Exhibit 2-44. Sample Incorporated did scenario testing for potential capabilities related to raw materials, as shown in Exhibit 2-45. Note that in addition to these potential project ideas at the supply chain network level, finer grain changes can also be proposed at the process level. While Sample Incorporated has only one accepted scenario related to raw materials, it can reduce raw material inventory days more via process level changes. Define and test to be documentation. To be documentation that can be developed and elaborated over time includes to be geographic and process maps, discussed below, as well as other to be documentation as follows. To be process narratives. These are text-based descriptions of the process to accompany geographic and process maps. This is the place for clarifying assumptions and recording details, exception processes, and so on. Supply chains are complex cross-functional processes, so documentation of processes needs to be clearly understandable and unambiguous. Documentation must be accessible to design teams and to operations for later use in developing operational guidance for daily work. To be business rules, these are updates to organizational structures, policies, procedures, and selected standards to support the to-be culture shift and strategy. To be capabilities, these to-be capabilities are discussed more elsewhere in this general content area. To be automation and technology requirements, these should be considered after desired capabilities are determined or as a part of the capabilities analysis, as is described shortly. Technology needs to support future requirements rather than just enabling the organization to catch up to competitors or automate a process that should have been improved. Maturity analyses are important for gap analyses in this area. For example, Sample Incorporated proposes to be goals for different components of inventory days of supply within its to-be process narrative, as shown in Exhibit 2-46. Related to be business rules include negotiating new service level agreements with customers to enable holding fewer days of supply while committing to the same or perhaps better customer service levels. The Sample Incorporated financial analysis indicated that if the projects that passed this first analysis were all successfully implemented, they could set the to be target for raw materials inventory from 12 days to 5 days, a 7-day reduction. The as-is raw material inventory includes 3 days of inventory that is in transit and 9 days at DC1. The goal keeps the 3 days in transit but reduces raw material days at DC1 to 2 days. For finished goods inventory, the extra 4 days are 2 extra days of inventory held at each DC to enable the following consignment reductions without lowering service. Consignment inventory at S-Mart from 12 days to 1 day. Consignment inventory at Autobras from 16 days to 2 days. Consignment inventory at Costking from 14 days to 2 days. Consignment inventory at Carfix from 15 days to 2 days. In total, Central DC 1 moves its inventory days of supply, all subcomponents, from 18 to 13 days. This includes the 7 days fewer raw materials inventory, an increase from 5 to 7 days of finished goods inventory, and no change in WIP, for a 5-day net gain. Create to-be geographic maps, process maps, and RACI diagrams. Creating to-be maps and diagrams helps design teams and other stakeholders visualize the supply chain network and understand the scope of changes, and it can help with brainstorming additional opportunities. Scenarios that involve changes to nodes or links should be mapped in their to-be state in the geographic map. Related process changes should be added to the process map. Changes in responsibilities, accountabilities, and so on are reflected in new RACI diagrams. Sample Incorporated needs a new geographic map to show the new inventory targets and the new cross-DC shipping links. DC1 gets 2 new links and DC2 gets 1 new link to enable each DC to service all 4 customers. No new nodes are needed. Exhibit 2-47 shows these goals. Exhibit 2-47. Sample Incorporated plans new links to customers and new days of inventory targets. Sample Incorporated also creates a to-be process map thread diagram to show these new links and inventory targets, as shown in Exhibit 2-48. Since both DCs already have the B2B fulfillment process, F2, this process does not need to be added for the new flows. However, the CPFR process requires adding P1 planned supply chain processes with each key customer along with related information links. Since the plan also includes better collaboration with major suppliers, they also refine the generic P processes with Chemco and Oilco to indicate that these are also P1 processes. Note the new links and the new inventory targets. Exhibit 2-48, Sample Incorporated process map, thread diagram with new links and inventory days targets. Similarly, the organization's as-is RACI diagrams should be updated to show any changes in to-be accountabilities and so on. For example, Sample Incorporated will revise its RACI diagrams related to forecasting to add the responsibilities, accountabilities, and consult and inform requirements of customers and key suppliers. The map itself may also be revised to reflect new forecasting processes and their RACI requirements. Get business approval to further develop scenarios. The design team presents these preliminary results to the steering team and the active executive sponsor, who validate that the scenarios are strategically aligned, are feasible from financial, technical, regulatory, and cultural standpoints, and are likely to reduce the performance gap given the information currently available. After any requested modifications are made and approved, the next step is to define necessary capabilities, including people skills and technology enablers.